Hello, I'm Dr. Doug Cubey, Deputy Director of the Centre for Criminal Justice and Human Rights here in the UCC School of Law. Welcome to the UCC School of Law podcast. Today, I'll be speaking with Professor Rona Smith, who will deliver the 11th Annual Distinguished Lecture for the Centre for Criminal Justice and Human Rights in UCC's new Centre for Executive Education. Professor Smith is the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Cambodia, whose research covers a range of international human rights and public law issues. Rona, welcome to Cork, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much indeed for inviting me.
So, Rona, as I explained, your title is that you're the Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Cambodia. Perhaps you could explain a bit about the role of a UN Special Rapporteur and how the Special Rapporteurs fit within the international human rights system.
Indeed, UN Special Rapporteurs have been around for a very long time in the UN system. They are basically a number of independent experts who are independent of their country of origin, of the UN, and of any of the countries in which they might undertake research. The UN funding allows us to do research in country, usually two trips a year. There are two main types of rapporteurs. Country rapporteurs, which investigate a particular country or territory in the world. And as you said, I'm the UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in Cambodia, so my research is all on Cambodia. There are also thematic mandate holders, and they take two forms. One, individual mandate holders who investigate one theme in the whole world. So, for example, freedom of expression or the right to a clean environment, rights of indigenous people or minority rights. And then there are a number of working groups which have five members, one from each geographical area in the world, and they also investigate themes around the world. So arbitrary detention is probably the most famous. There's also one on women, discrimination against women in law. There's another on human rights and business, for example. So that's the types of mandate holders that we have. But we are all completely independent and none of us are actually paid by the UN or responsible to it in anything other than reporting.
And as a country-specific mandate holder looking at Cambodia, what are some of the types of activities that you engage in your role for Cambodia?
The UN has funding for me to go twice a year to Cambodia to gather information for my annual report, which gets submitted to the Human Rights Council. When I go to Cambodia, my visit is supported by the Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights in Cambodia. So I'm lucky I have a whole country team that can also help give me advice and also help with a lot of the logistical preparations. I'll tend to meet with a lot of representatives of the government and I request meetings from the government. And it will be at the level of Minister of State. I should also add that I only go to Cambodia at the express invitation of the government. We have no power of entry without an invitation. So I can have maybe 10, maybe more government meetings when I'm in the country. I will also meet with members of the diplomatic community, which includes many of Cambodia's chosen development partners. I will meet with a cross-section of civil society organisations and non-governmental organisations. Depending on the subject, I might meet with groups of women or I might meet with trade unionists, lawyers, judges, whatever I happen to be examining. And then I will also undertake field trips and make sure I meet with a cross-section of people living different lives in different parts of Cambodia. And in all these meetings, I try to gather information, test the information to ensure it's credible and reliable, and then I can use the information in my annual reports to the council to update them on the situation of human rights in Cambodia.
And in terms of the current situation, what are some of the current issues or human rights challenges that may exist within Cambodia?
In the last elections over 2017 to 2018, they ended up with a one-party state, so the opposition parties gained no seats. The political situation can be problematic. There has been the last couple of years a crackdown on civil society and NGOs, but since my mission in November last month, so November 2018, there has been an opening. The government's agreed to an opening in civil society space, so they don't need to notify events, for example, in training. So that's a positive measure that's happened. There's also issues with the rapid development not being enjoyed equally by all Cambodians. So people in rural areas might not benefit as much as some people in the cities. There's issues with access to education, access to healthcare for everybody and all Cambodians. Looking at the rights of ethnic Vietnamese who have lived for generations in Cambodia, indigenous people, persons with disabilities, persons of sometimes different religious groupings, although often it's not as controversial in Cambodia. So there's a lot of different issues.
When is your next visit out to Cambodia? Do you have it scheduled already?
I don't have my next visit scheduled. It's likely to be in spring because I
have to prepare my report and submit it at the end of May to the UN for processing, and it means it won't be made public until August because all my reports also go to the government, and the government has a period of time to review and make any correction of facts with the documentation I submit, so they can do a factual correction before it's made public.
And just finally, for people who are interested in learning more about either the UN human rights system or about the situation in Cambodia specifically, are there any suggestions of where they could look for more information?
I think for the UN system, if you want to look for further information, you can look at a number of good textbooks that I'm sure will be in the library here.
You can also look online. Probably the best starting place would be the website of the Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights in Geneva, which is ohchr.org. And that will give you a really good overview of all the documentation and all the primary sources, the treaties, all the treaty bodies, special
procedures, the Human Rights Council. You can get all the documentation and a lot of quite accessible information to help you understand the human rights framework in the UN.
In Cambodia in particular, if you go
on to the country pages and type in Cambodia, then you get all the most recent documentation in Cambodia. You'll get my reports, my predecessor's reports. They're undergoing universal periodic review in January 2019. And there'll be quite a lot of treaty body reports coming through as well over the next couple of years. So you can access all that material there. You can also look at NGO reports, for example, through Universal Periodic Review for the major NGOs, but also on social media, because many Cambodian groups operate heavily on social media. And that's something that's very accessible. There has been some restrictions on social media, which I am concerned about, but I'm assured by government ministers that it's easing now. So that's something to be aware of, but also check the credibility of the NGOs that you're looking at, because anybody and everybody can sometimes claim to be an NGO.
Excellent, Rona. Thank you very much, and we wish you all the best with your work.